Welcome to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hello, folks. Hey, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. I'm joined today by Scott Barringer, President and CEO of Pala Group. Scott, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hey, great. Thanks for the invite.
So, Scott, for folks that maybe are not familiar with Pala, the company was established in 1973. It's a Gulf Coast-based employee-owned industrial contractor, and you guys deliver turnkey industrial construction solutions from, I mean, above-ground storage tank construction, maintenance, to pressure vessel fab, and we're going to get into some other things you're doing, too, that maybe folks don't know about. So look, Pala recently celebrated a 50th anniversary. Can you just give us a quick look back as you've been with the company for, 34 years now? So tell us a little bit about the history and how did we get here?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. It's a great story, I think. The company was originally started by Mr. Rick Tarahano. Mr. Rick actually escaped Cuba back in the bad days of Castro's rule and got away, came to the U.S. He eventually started the company, primarily working in the sugar refineries of, the South and in Louisiana. And, that grew obviously into refining petrochemicals and a lot of the things that we do today. But pretty cool story that he came here with pretty much nothing and started a company. And last year we celebrated 50 years. That's pretty awesome. A lot of things have happened during that time. Obviously he got out of the business in the early 2000s. In 2008, he and his family, and he had three sons that also worked in the business. They gave us the opportunity to buy the company from the family. So as opposed to an exit strategy that a lot of people exercise to sell to a competitor or someone else, they opted to give us the opportunity to be employee owners. And so since 2008, we've been employee owned, and I got promoted to president of the company in conjunction with the leadership change when we did the transaction. So it's been a ride. My entire 35 years, it'll be 35 this fall, have been with this company. I started there when I got out of college, and I've never worked for another company. So it's been great.
That's cool, Scott. Yeah. So dig more into your origin story. Scott graduated from Southeastern Louisiana University. Tell me how, you mentioned right out of college. Was that where, what did you do right when you got on with Pala?
Yeah. So I was working for a bank, working my way through college. And funny story, I told it a week or so ago at another event, but I interviewed with Mr. Rick and his son, George, and they asked to step out of the room for a minute, and they came back in 10 minutes later, and they made an offer to me on the spot. And I said, I'm going to try this out. And I had two other jobs that I was in the middle of interviewing for, and I said, it just feels right. It feels like the right people. Took the job. About a week later, they both sat in my office and told me that, the reason we offered you a job on the spot because you had great shoes. And I laughed. So I said, okay. So I've been working in a bank. So I did have a few pair of decent looking shoes, and that helped me get the job. But I started actually as a safety manager. And the first job I had with them was as a safety director for Pala Interstate.
Wow. Safety man. So, I got to ask a question. This guy, what were these shoes, man? Wingtips? What'd you have on?
I can't even remember. But they apparently were impressed the Tarahana family. So it was,
they were a heck of a pair of boots, man.
I'm telling you. I'd like to think it was my work ethic and my education, but they said it was the shoes,
And early in my career, I spent some time with the Tarahano family. And so it's cool that I know a glimpse of what you're talking about. And I do remember the family history, which is really, 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 really interesting. If someone wants to learn more about it, I'm sure you spend time with them and tell them what you know. It's a really cool story behind for them and their family. So. Oh, yeah. So, when we talk about separation, right, Scott, there are contractors that perform services to industry, and everybody's looking for a way to separate themselves, but y'all have made moves. Tell me, Scott, how, what have you done in the past half century or so that's really separated Pala Group from competitors?
Yeah, I think the thing that's changed the most for us since, I started was that our diversification. We now Pala Group is the parent company for three separate operating entities. Pala Interstate, which is the legacy construction company that I went to work for originally, is still one of those entities. But since then, we've also acquired two other companies. One is US Fusion and Specialty Construction. We acquired them in 2017. And just almost 3 years ago now, we also acquired Arco Power Systems, based in Baton Rouge. That's in a backup power generation business. So the diversification, I think, is really what's changed the most for us. We're still in our core businesses, but we do have these other businesses as well. The US Fusion business has similar customers. They work in a lot of the same industry that we do, but the services they provide are distinctly different than Pala Interstate's businesses. And obviously, Arco is completely separate from what Pala and US Fusion do. But I think that's what's really separated us and, quite frankly, been a big part of our continued success is that diversification. As we all know, petrochemical, oil and gas industry goes up and down, and you have, you know, changes over time with that business and the cycles of how things go. And being diversified the way we are really helps us ride out some of those rough spots. One business might be a little on the down cycle while the others are not. So the diversification has really been a key for our success.
You know, it's got another thing that y'all have done is invested in technology. I want to go back maybe a couple of years ago. What moves did you make? And we'll get into what you guys are doing now.
Yeah, one of the things that we did a couple of years ago, and it's not new technology, but it was new for us, and that we saw it as a need for, especially for our customers that we do tank and vessel work for. And we invested in, you know, 3D laser technology, modeling technology. So we can basically go out, as an example, to an existing tank in one of our refinery customers. And before you ever touch the tank, we can create a 3D model that shows the stresses in the tank, from whether it might be settlement or deformation in the shell. And those are important for the customer to know, so they understand the condition of the tank as it is, so they can make good decisions about what they want to do as far as repair is concerned. But it also is preventive for us that before we start to, you know, make any modifications to the tank, we're clearly informed and understand where the tank has pre-existing conditions that we need to be overly cautious about, so that we don't create more problems, and that when we get finished, we can shoot another model and come back and compare it to the first, and we can verify that the repairs and things that were done truly corrected anything that needed to be fixed. So that's been a great additive to our services. It's not real hard to do. It's just some money you have to spend and some training you put people through, but it's a great service to be able to add on to for our customers. And I guess more recently, or this year, we're waiting to receive some robotic welding equipment for our fabrication facility that we're really excited about. We've been looking at it for over a year. We made some visits to some shops in the Houston area, mm-hmm. some folks that we knew to allow us to come in and see some of the equipment in operation. So I think we've made the good decisions about the right equipment to buy. And most of that's going to be coming in May or June of this year. And we're really excited about that. It's going to improve the efficiency. It's going to help us also with recruiting workers that can come and learn. Because you're basically, it's funny to say, it's almost like working a video game. So right. When you're looking at, you know, the students, I was at Southeastern earlier today. You know, you mentioned I graduated there. I went today. They had their what they call Tech Connect career job fair today. So I was there for a while, meet with some of the students in the industrial technology department. You know, that's what they learn these days. They learn technology. They're much more advanced when it comes to operating, you know, advanced equipment and computers and things of that nature. And a lot of this welding equipment, that's really what you need to do. It's no longer a guy pulling a hood down and holding an electrode in his hand. It's really knowing how to program these machines and how to operate this automated equipment. So we're really excited about that investment paying off for us later this year.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm gonna stay on that for a little bit, right? Because you know, every contractor I talk to is looking for, you know, qualified people and retaining, you know, qualified people. So I want to dig into that further. Yeah, this investment in your mind, and really even I guess your industry as a whole, is that obviously a trend, and so you guys are treating that like the training of this, is that internal? Do they have to go through a program? How are y'all sort of building that community of individuals that are going to be running these robotics in the, you know, I guess in the tank world, and I guess in vessel fab as in general?
Yeah. Well, they're starting to teach it. I was actually talking to the welding, the person at Southeastern earlier today that's over their welding programs. And he is already, he's familiar with the equipment. He's actually scheduled to become the president of the AWS here, not too far down the road. So they've got a really good program and some very knowledgeable folks. So they're teaching students these skills now in school. I'm also on the advisory council to the IT department at Southeastern. They do a great job of bringing in representatives from the industry on an annual basis, and they give us an opportunity to have input into the curriculum. So we can tell them, look, this is what they need to know, and this is what they need to learn while they're in school, so that when they're ready to go to work, they're job ready and they've got the skills already. So we'll have some internal training programs that we'll conduct ourselves, but a lot of the schools today are starting to teach that as part of their regular programs. It's not just the old traditional core craft training programs out there anymore.
Right. No, that's cool, Scott. Good to know. And hey, look, and we'll certainly have you back on in the future too, if you want to dive into that as well, you know, and where are we at with, you know, generational training and where the industry is headed and what's going to be demanded of them as they come out and into the workforce. So that's a really cool thing to be talking about. So let's do this, Scott. You know, look, I want to get into, you know, the next 50. I know you're laughing at that, right? We, you know, most people are thinking the next 5 to 10, but let's go to the next 50 years, considering Pala has hit that mark. It was an incredible, incredible thing. Not many companies could say that, but where are y'all headed, Scott? What kind of moves will we see? If you had a crystal ball, what does the next 50 years look like for Pala Group?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know what it won't look like. It won't have my picture in it.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I'm not that many years away from being done, but the great part is the way we have the company structured right now. We have a president and a leader of each of the three operating companies, and they are really the ones that are driving what the future is going to look like. And we've got a great team. We've got some great young leaders in charge of these companies right now. There is no taking their foot off of the pedal. If anything, I've got to hold them back sometimes because they just want to go. They're very creative, much more than I think my generation was. I think that's great about today. You know, we're talking, you know, guys that are in their 30s and early 40s, and they are just always looking for the next thing and how to get better and how to improve. And they embrace technology so much. You know, I think that it's going to 50 years from now, you'll probably see even more diversification. I think Pala Group will be potentially 5, 6, maybe 7 different companies, you know, all under one umbrella. But I think the diversification has served us so well so far. I can't see that not continuing. You know, I really think that's a key.
Man, Scott, I know you got to go and I've got some stuff I got to finish up this afternoon. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your time and really enjoyed our conversation. And we really appreciate everything you guys have done over the last 50 years, and the industry recognizes you as a leader in your marketplace. And just thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Man, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
If folks want to learn more, then go to palagroup.com. Where else can they hear about you guys?
They can catch us on social media and they can catch our website. And hey, just give us a call and come by and visit. We'd love to have people visit, especially come see our fabrication facility. It's pretty impressive.
Awesome. I've been out there. For folks that haven't, you might want to check it out. And certainly when the equipment's installed and ready to rock and that's all ready to go, certainly something to see. So, well, Scott, thank you as always. And for all of our audience, we're so grateful for you. Thank you for watching. If you want more videos, news, podcasts, and events, visit BICmagazine.com. Remember, everybody, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.